Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. Thank you so much for joining us today. Wow, jam-packed last few days for us at Sportsmen of Colorado. Of course, we got to see a lot of you at the International Sportsmen's Expo last week, and just a great, great show. We're going to talk a little bit about that today and a lot of great seminars. We had the elk calling contest, a lot of great products we ran across, and just a lot to talk about there. Some of our sponsors, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the specials they offered for us. A couple of great products we ran across there. And then a little bit later, we're going to be talking about Bushman's Quiver Quality African Safaris. Stefan, the owner, surprised everyone and flew in and was at the International Sportsman's Expo. Had to fly back a little bit early before we were able to do the show today. But FC is with us, and FC was our PH over there, so we'll be getting with all that. But welcome back in studio. It's been a while. Mr. Red Merrill, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Scott, and it is good to be here. I have been out visiting grandkids down in Texas a lot.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to have you back in studio today. As I said, the International Sportsman's Expo was huge. I mean, great, great event. Hopefully you got to go down and take part in that. Man, and Red, I tell you, it's great to see the show over the years where just more and more people come by and say they listen.
Yeah, do you have the numbers for the total number of people that came through the door?
Not yet. I haven't got those back yet. They were estimating somewhere around 35,000.
Yes, I know. It is a huge event. And, man, you see people that, you know, you see every year, but there's so many new people constantly.
Yep, absolutely. And, again, great seminars. Boy, I know I'm going to miss some people's names here. But Chris Rowe, our good friend from Rowe Hunting Resources. Chris, of course, does a phenomenal job. Nate Zielinski. Did a great, great job as well. And we had several new seminars. We had a law firm in talking about some law firm laws there as well. But just a lot of great seminars. Our good friends Lisa Thompson, Donnell Johnson from Hunt Data, they were there. They did some seminars for us, and just a lot of them. So if you didn't make it this year, make your plans now next year. Make sure you get to the International Sportsman's Expo. We had the elk calling contest. And that was a lot of fun. I think that will be now a mainstay back at the International Sportsman's Expo. A couple of products I wanted to mention real quick. Now, Dark Energy is one that we have been talking about for a little over a year now. But this is a great, great phone charger. And basically, you can charge your iPad, your phone through it. You charge that battery case up, and works great. Our friends over in Africa are now using it. We've taken it on a lot of trips. So if you're not familiar with Dark Energy and you're looking for a good charger, we highly recommend that. And then a new partner for us, a new sponsor, PSL. And this is a personal solar light. And light up the darkness with bright light powered by the sun. The PSL uses solar power, so you can never have to replace batteries again. And I highly recommend this item. And, Red, you got to see one of these, too.
I did. In fact, very
cool.
They had several. And, you know, it collapses into a real compact case and then expands, you know, out, making a lantern. Or you can use it as a little, like a flashlight, a little spotlight. And it looked like a great product. I've got to get me one because, you know, we all talk about, you know, planning for the what if.
Right.
You know. And this thing is one of the essential items in a what-if kind of a circumstance where you don't have to have batteries and the light bulb lasts for
30 hours.
30 hours.
On a charge.
One charge. But I think they said 100,000 hours if the light bulb lasted. You know, everybody needs something like that. I mean, what a valuable thing that could be.
Absolutely. So, no, we are glad to partner with them. You'll be hearing more about that throughout 2017. Again, that's PSL, Personal Solar Light. A few of our sponsors I want to mention real quick got some great deals from the show, and they told me I could still offer those. Lone Star Hunts, our good friend Alan Schaffner and the boys, Cole and Luke. Boy, if you want to go hog hunting, this is the place to go. We've had friends of the show and people that listen to the show that we got to meet at the ISE that said they went because of our show and nothing but rave reviews. And if you mention Sportsman of Colorado, when you get in touch with them, they will give you a fifth hog free that weighs under 100 pounds. All you have to do is mention Sportsman of Colorado. You can check out their website at LoneStarHunts.com. And again, just mention we sent you, and they'll take care of you. Yes Bay Lodge out of Ketchikan, Alaska. You can check out YesBay.com. And their normal package runs about $3,000 for a four-night, three-day fishing package, and that is all-inclusive for everything. And, you know, not a lot of room on there, but they did give us a couple of $100 off on that. So that's $27.95 that you can get that for if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Well, let's talk about South Africa a little bit. Now, the time of our show airing here, you'll have about an hour to make it, but come over to No Limits Archery. We will be there from 3 till probably about 6 tomorrow. Phil Mendoza, our good friend, has helped sponsoring this. Willie Schmidt from Pure Hunting. We're going to do an open house, and talking to Stefan last night before he left, we are going to be giving away a safari there. So your chance to win a 7-day safari. All food and lodging, your airport transfers, meaning they will pick you up at the airport, take you back to the airport. You got to pay your flight. Right now, I just looked this morning just to be up to date on Delta. If you fly from Denver to Atlanta, Atlanta to Johannesburg, looking in the period of May and June, that's running about $1,300 round trip, which is a great deal.
That is just a fantastic price. Yeah. It cost us $2,200 last time we went.
I mean, you can buy another animal now.
Yes, you could.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to be talking about a lot. Now, Phil Mendoza, I don't know if you caught Phil's seminar, talking about bug fever and how to survive it. But Phil's going to open up our open house and take about 45 minutes and go through his seminar. And then we will be there as Bushman's Quiver Quality African Safaris. And one of our guests will be there is F.C. Prinslow, and you that have hunted with Bushman's Quiver that listen to the show, you know the name. So, F.C., great to see you today, bud.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Man, it's great to have you over here. I tell you, you know, and we always get to go over there and see you. It's great to have you over here in the States and just see, you know, you get to experience everything. Got to go to the stock show, got to take you to a rodeo and different things. So, man, it's been great to have you and your wife, Estelle, over here.
Thank you very much. And don't forget to mention the wonderful experience we had going pheasant hunting yesterday.
Yes, yes. We took FC and Stefan out to Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Just had a great time. And these guys can shoot, Red, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, FC shots are good because he was shooting my shotgun. You know, I've got it trained. It never misses, you know.
But, man, we had a great time and shot a lot of birds out there, pheasant and chuckers, and just had a great time. John Augustine's our guy out there at Kiowa Creek. We love to hunt with John and his dogs, Indian Sugar. And, boy, you're looking for a great time, and I'm telling you, I don't know of a better value when it comes to bird hunting than Kiowa Creek offers, Red. Right now they're running a deal, $140, get you 4 pheasant, 2 chuckers, and that changes each month, so you need to check on their website out at Kiowa Creek. But that gets you a guide and a dog, 4 pheasant, 2 chuckers, get a group of guys like we did, man, get about 40 birds out there and have a blast. So,
you know, and the great thing about it is when you compare the cost of going to Kiowa Creek, which is just 14 miles east of E-470 off of Quincy, compare that with going to Nebraska or Kansas or South Dakota or even eastern Colorado. It's far enough out in eastern Colorado before you can get into good pheasant hunting that you almost it's a necessity to stay the night. So you've got your gas expense out there, the motel expense, and if you're really, really lucky, you get to shoot 3 birds a day.
Yep.
You know? And, man, you can go out to Kiowa Creek, have a 3-hour hunt. The whole thing takes about 5 hours, and, you know, for the price that you quoted there.
Right.
And it's an unbelievable value, and you know you're going to find birds.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, again, come out to No Limits. See us today. Again, we'll be there 3 to 6. Register for that free safari. We will draw that at the end of that seminar, so you'll know right away. And all you got to do is cover your airfare. And then, of course, if you choose to take some more animals, you can do that. Of course, there's an additional fee for that, and all those are priced there, and we will give you a price list there today at No Limits Archery. Well, FC, let's talk a little bit about South Africa. And boy, you got to meet, and this was kind of your first time over to kind of work a show and meet people. So just talk about that experience of meeting people at a booth.
Now, I've always been on the other side of the business and guiding the clients when they come over. So this was a first for me, and it was really, really interesting. We have so many of our old clients and helping us at the booth and giving information to prospective new clients. It was just an awesome time, and got a really, really, we were blessed with a lot of prospective business. So pretty exciting.
A lot of old clients, Red. I think that was a reference to you.
You know, I said old clients, not ancient clients.
When he said that, I thought, uh-oh, here it comes.
And FC, when people come over, you know, I mean, again, your booth was just packed with people that, you know, have hunted with you over there. But what are some of the questions that you saw just over and over again of new people walking up that they really didn't know about South Africa? A few things come to mind.
Yeah, a lot of people ask about safety. And, you know, South Africa is a very, very popular destination for travel all over the world. And we've got great areas. Obviously, we won't take you to areas that we don't feel that you'll be safe and that you'll be comfortable in. And then another thing, everybody wonders about the weather and how warm will it be. And the seasons are opposite from here in the States. So your summertime is our winter time, and that's the most productive hunting time. Then people inquire about accommodation, how things will be, and how the hunting will be conducted. And everybody's always wondering, we shoot such a huge amount of animals, what happens to the meat, if anything wasted or so. And it's always nice to tell them that we waste nothing. There's always somebody that benefits from your experience there.
Absolutely. And we kind of do this in the open house, but just take a minute and just talk about where you guys are located.
If you fly into Johannesburg, it's just about an hour and 45, maybe 2 hours drive north. The closest town there is called Modimolle, and it's a beautiful area. It's on a divide between a very flat, huge open area and then mountains on the other side. So it's a nice, diverse hunting area.
Great. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with Red Merrill. We've got FC Prinsloo in studio with us. Again, we're going to be at No Limits Archery from about 3 to 6 today. We hope you will come over and see us there for an open house. A great chance to just, you know, meet some of the staff there, get questions answered. Maybe you've always been thinking about going to South Africa and you want to get your questions answered. We can help you there, so I hope you'll come see us. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Last month, you know, during that big snowstorm, I was in a car accident. I was just sitting there at a light, and bam, this guy came out of nowhere and smashed my back bumper. He just couldn't stop on that ice. At first, I didn't worry about it too much. I mean, accidents happen, right? But then this ache in my neck started keeping me up all night, and the mechanic was taking forever to get my car back because he's waiting for, I don't even know, some form from my insurance company. And on top of all of this, the guy who hit me didn't even have any insurance at all. So I got stuck with a bunch of bills that I couldn't afford. I didn't know what to do. But then I heard about Kevin Flesh on Haystack Help Radio. Let me tell you, Kevin is not like other lawyers. I could tell because he actually listened to what I had to say, and it felt like he genuinely cared about me. Plus, I didn't get pawned off on some inexperienced paralegal. Kevin Flesh is more than just a name used to intimidate the insurance companies. He will actually help you. If you've been injured in an accident, call Kevin Flesh at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation, and he'll help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. If you're looking for a genuine hunting, professional outfitting, high-quality game, and great food and accommodations, I highly recommend New Zealand Safaris. Come and meet Jim Gibson at the 2017 International Sportsman's Expo, January 12th through the 15th. New Zealand Safaris booth is number 2946, and Jim would love to see you there. Check out their website, NewZealandSafaris.com. Again, that's NewZealandSafaris.com.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekday afternoons at 3 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, thanks so much for joining us. So great to meet many of you at the last International Sportsman's Expo last week. Again, just a great, great show. One quick note, wanted to let you know, the Denver Mile High Chapter 20th Annual Big Game Banquet is March 11th. You can go to rmefdenver.org For more information, to buy your tickets, we are part of that again. I'll be emceeing that banquet, and Red will be there as well. But we have a great time at that banquet. And I'm telling you, if you're looking at buying some hunts, really all around Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, they have some African safaris there as well. And we are still trying to figure out if we're participating in that from that end with Bushman's Quiver. But a great event, raises a lot of money. This is a great chapter in the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation arena, is the Denver chapter, and we hope you will come. So get your tickets now while you can. And again, that's Saturday, March 11th. And again, you can just visit rmefdenver.org. FC Prinsloo is with us. FC is our PH when we go over to South Africa. With Bushman's Quiver, Quality African Safaris, we've got several packages that we're going to be talking about at the open house today with Phil Mendoza, and Willie Schmidt's going to be there from Pure Hunting, and we hope to see you there. But one package, kind of a beginner package you might look at, $39.50. That gets you 7 days in Africa, all your food and lodging, daily laundry service, airport transfers, everything you need there for $39.50. Plus, you get a blessed buck, an impala, a warthog, and a blue wildebeest. So a lot of great animals there. And Red, when we've talked about it before, you look at, you know, low end of elk hunts, guided elk hunts, $4,500, $5,500 on up to, you know, $10,000, $12,000. I don't know of a better value to go take some nice animals.
That's exactly right. And the thing about it is you get those four animals, and then other animals, if you want to add them to the list, are very reasonably priced. And if you go here in America, you know, and pay that $5,000, $5,500 for the low-end hunt. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you said, they go up way higher than that. Yeah, you know, you get one animal if you're lucky.
Yep.
And when you go to South Africa, you're going to see hundreds and hundreds of animals of all the species and thousands of some of them. And so you know you're going to get to kill animals. And the price is, comparatively, is way better than it is to hunt in America if you want to go and kill lots of animals.
Mm-hmm. FC, I'm sure, again, I'm trying to think of some of the things we go over in the open house that you get questions about quite a bit. And for those that are maybe listening that have been thinking about this, you know, a lot of people worry about the taxidermy thing, what guns to take, taking your guns over and all that kind of thing. So let's just kind of talk about some of those things. We'll take one at a time here. Just talk about the guns, you know, and what calibers and all those different things.
It's a very simple procedure. There's a bit of paperwork involved, but we've never had a client that that came over with a rifle or intended to come over with a rifle that had any issues. We've got some great people that we deal with in South Africa that get your pre-issued permit so that when you land there, there's no time waste or anything like that. You'll know everything will be fine. Calibers, we always tell people that within reason, shoot the caliber that you're most comfortable with. Mm-hmm. Anything 30 caliber, and bigger, preferably. If you shoot a 30-06 that you really like, shoot heavy 4 caliber bullets, 180s at least, and preferably 220s. And they do a lot of damage. 308s, perfect, 300 Win Mags, and all of the above. They all do the job.
Right. And over there, you know, we shooting sticks is not something we grew up with, Red, you know, shooting with. And it takes a little bit of practice on that. And we've talked about this in the open houses. So I wanted to bring this up again. Do your part and practice and get some shooting sticks. So, FC, talk about how we can be better prepared by doing that.
Like Scott said, you know, there's not a lot of people that have ever used shooting sticks. So, in preparation, just get yourself make yourself a good set of three-legged sticks. And use them to shoot off and try the field positions, sitting on your knee and shooting over the one leg, with bracing your rifle with your loose hand. And just try different things like that, because everybody shoots over a bench and they feel very comfortable doing it. But, I mean, if your rifle is stacked up on the sandbags, you know, there's not a lot of challenge there hitting the paper. It's a little bit different shooting over at a tree limb or a rock or shooting sticks or something, your PH shoulder sometimes if there's no other option. Try and work with that and get prepared properly. We'll do everything on our side to ensure your success, but you also have a fair degree of responsibility to take for that.
Right. Well, break down the job a little bit of a PH over there. When you talk about, you know, you go out in the field, I mean, from assessing the animals and getting us in position, protecting us, I mean, there's a lot involved that you guys do there.
Yeah, we need to take care of the client in on all the different aspects, making sure that he gets a good place to stay and good food. And we want to also be ambassadors for our country. We've got a great country with lots of opportunity, and we'd like to show people that, you know, just going out and people think you're going out and just killing stuff, you know, that's just 10% of what we do, assessing animals and just making sure the clients have a good time, mm-hmm. looking after their safety and making sure that everything goes well and taking good pictures and informing them about what we're going to do and what the area is like and all of that. Just tell a little bit of the history.
Right. And Red, you can, you know, perfect one to talk about this, but it's cool having, you know, a PH there and someone that knows the animals, because we would have probably taken several first few animals we saw because we're like, hey, there's a kudu or there's a zebra. Yeah. So talk about how, you know, you and FC, your sure. first time you went, assessing those animals and then, man, giving you a very proud representation of the species.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that is key in their job is to assess the animal and to assess their horns and, you know, as to whether it's a trophy that you would enjoy have hanging on your wall or if it's something you ought to pass up. Because like you said, we didn't know what a trophy was in many of those species. And so when we saw them, I go, wow, that's a nice looking animal. You know, that's a good looking kudu or whatever. And you know, I say, no, that horns aren't long enough. You know, he's not mature enough. He's not heavy enough or whatever. They have that ability, lifelong worth of experience growing up there and being with hundreds and hundreds of clients over the years and seeing all those animals. They know which are good animals and are not good animals. And many times we would come up, like when we were hunting Blessbach, we came up, you know, to a herd with 50 Blessbach in it. And man, I'd see several bucks and I'd get my scope on them. No, there's nothing in that herd that's good enough to shoot. So we'd drive on until we found another herd. And just because of that, I wound up shooting a blessed buck that made SCI gold and rates number 53 in the world. And, I would have had something of lesser sure. quality if it hadn't been for FC and his knowledge and his desire for me to be able to shoot a really quality animal.
Mm-hmm. And then we can't go without mentioning the clip springer.
No, how can we do that? I know, there's just one person that can really tell the truth about that story, and that's Mr. Red Merrill.
Well, you know, I did kill this little animal called a clip springer, which I think is a Dutch derivative. Help me out there, FC, for kind of like cliff jumper.
Yeah, like a rock jumper.
Yeah, and they live on the face of the cliffs, and we were driving up. We were actually going to go up on top of this big mesa, And so we had to start at the bottom and gradually, you know, increase our ascent. And we were in the canyon country. There's a creek on our right and the face of the cliff going up 100 yards or so. And FC sees a little female clip springer. And I had never, not only had I never seen one, I'd never even heard of one. And so he stops and he starts explaining to us the history and all of this stuff of this. Of this little animal. They only weigh about 25. They're the smallest of the antelope family. And normally their horns are about 3 to 4 inches long. And of course, this was the female, didn't have horns. But about that time, the male, a little bit higher, steps out from behind a bush. And FC just goes ballistic on me that I have to shoot that and do it quick before it gets away because it's the trophy of a lifetime. And my first response was, FC, he's not on my list.
Yep.
You know, I didn't want to shoot him because I didn't even know what he was. And so FC is really encouraging me, telling me to shoot this thing. About that time, they run off. And I thought, okay, well, I don't have to worry about it now.
You know? Right.
And FC said, we're going to wait. Said, maybe they'll come back. Maybe they'll come back. And we sat there for 15 minutes or so, and finally they did come back. And the little male come down and stopped behind a bush again. And so I got ready, and FC had to collapse his tripod and lengthen it as far as it'd go, lean it up against the top rail, put his foot on the bottom, and then I straddled his leg and the shooting sticks, and I still had to squat just a little bit because it was way up on the side of the mountain. And,
right.
And because I
FC, every time the story, now it's about a mile shot.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was originally when it started, but.
Yeah, it started in the middle of the day, but I mean, we're evolving the story. You know, it's going to be dark soon and no artificial light or anything like that. So it gets, the story is really, really getting good.
So I he stepped out, the little clip trimmer stepped out, and I squeezed off the trigger, and I was fortunate enough to shoot him and to hit him with my first shot. And it, you know, in all honesty, and I really hate to say this, but it didn't mean all that much to me. It was like killing a jackrabbit, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in Texas, jackrabbits are 25, 30 pounds, and so I'm stretching that a little. But, you know, he and his helper had to go down, climb up, and then come back around, and then come down and pick it up and get it down. And to make the long story short, we took it to the taxidermy the next day. And he happened to be an official measurer for Safari Club International, and he measured it, and it turns out, and it is officially registered as the new world record clip springer for Safari Club International.
Wow!
And so, if I hadn't listened to
my PH,
I wouldn't have had anything, or maybe he'd have borrowed my gun and he'd be the world record holder.
Exactly.
Definitely, and I'm regretting that decision to this day.
So that's just another example of trusting your PH and the fact that they know what they're looking at. And the horns on my clip stringer are about 7 inches long.
Wow.
And they add them
all. It's beautiful.
Add them all together for both horns, the length and the circumference, and add it together, and that's the score. And I beat the old existing record, which had been around for a long time, by a quarter of an inch.
Right. See, there should be a deduction, FC. If you shoot an animal, you don't know what it is, and it comes out to be a world record, there should be like a half-inch deduction, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. That goes without saying. It's still been the new number one then. So.
Exactly, yeah. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, Long Red Merrill. FC Prinsloo is with us. We got to take a short break. Now, if you just turned on the radio, come see us. We're going to be at No Limits Archery here in about an hour from 3 to 6. Open house for Bushman's Quiver, Quality African Safaris. Phil Mendoza is going to kick it off. Phil actually just wrote a book on about buck fever and how to survive that. So we're looking forward to that seminar, as well as an open house for Bushman's Quiver. You can come and register for a free 7-day safari. We'll give you some more details on that in just a moment. We'll be right back.
What if it was possible to train your body how to burn excess fat through natural homeopathic means? Dr. Julie Marchial uses a time-tested protocol to unlock unnecessary fat stores in your body, converting fat into energy so you can experience permanent weight loss. Because this remarkable method targets only your bad fat, leaving vital stores of necessary fat untouched, your body will begin to experience balance in a new and healthier way. As Dr. Julie leads you through her unique weight loss program, your brain will gradually relearn what it means to feel full and to feel hungry. You will find many of your old cravings simply disappear. Call Dr. Julie at Ascent Health Center today to find out how KLZ hosts John Rush, Scott Watley, and Dan Muir put their bodies to work for them with unbelievable results. Call 303-343-8800. That's 303-343-8800. Or go to AscentHealthCenter.com.
Did you know that about 46% of U.S. households have a dog and 39% have a cat? Studies show that 90% of people treat pets as family members. That's why I chose Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. This is Scott Watley. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, surgical care, or grooming, the team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. And with the holidays approaching, I highly recommend their boarding services. Hey, our golden retriever, Roxy Watley, loves it there. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Or visit LoneTreeVet.com. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com and an A-plus Gold Star member of the Better Business Bureau.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store. Family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Dana Lash, late nights at 10 on KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM. KLZ, the source.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. If you're just turning on the radio, getting in the car, thank you for joining us. Again, we had a great time, been a busy few days. We've had already a few open houses for our friends from Bushman's Quiver, International Sportsman's Expo, a great show. And once again, I want to mention a couple of great products. Check out Dark Energy. This is a phone charger. We've been using them for about a year, and a great, great product. And then PSL, Personal Solar Light. A lot of those have been out now for a few years. This is the best one we've ever seen. We have joined up with them to try to help them get the word out here in Colorado. So check out PSL Personal Solar Lights. And again, just to mention a couple of our sponsors, Lone Star Hunts. Go to LoneStarHunts.com. Great hog hunting there. If you mention our show when you book with Alan, they will give you a fifth hog free under 100 pounds. Also, Yes Bay Lodge out of Ketchikan, Alaska. They have given us even a better deal than they were offering at the International Sportsman's Expo. If you're into fishing, this is a great trip. And that is $27.95 for four-night, three-day fishing package. You can check out their website at Yes Bay Lodge. And just to mention on the PSL, that is a solar light that can, you can charge 4 hours and give you 30 hours of light. Also, if you do have electricity there or USB, that is a USB charging unit as well. And again, very light, 4 ounces, basically indestructible. I mean, this thing is awesome. So check out Personal Solar Light. As I mentioned, FC is with us. He's our PH when we were over in South Africa with Bushman's Quiver. And FC, let's talk a minute just about the role of, you know, again, you're there with us, and from time to time, I'm sure you've had the guy that felt like in about 30 minutes he knew more than you. Give us some tips that once we're over there as the hunter, how can we be a good client for you?
Hey, you just have to be everything that Red Merrill is not. I'm joking. Red's a perfect client. If you can trust your professional hunter, and you got to be honest about your capabilities.
Yeah.
Don't try and tell us you can shoot 400 yards and then you can't. If you can, it's good. It will help you. Be honest about your physical ability, and just trust the people around you. We're going to try our utmost best to make it the best experience of your whole life. And if there's not a good relationship of trust and a sense of enjoyment, it's not going to be fun for anybody.
Absolutely. And communication is really the key. And we've talked about this in our open houses, and that is in really every area of this trip. It's just good communication. You know, you'll be out in the field, and at times there may be a herd of a different species you're looking at. And we'll just take zebras, for example, and they tell you to take the third one on the left or the second one on the right, whatever. Make sure that you're seeing what you feel the PH is seeing, because all of a sudden you may take the wrong animal, or if you can't really get on the animal in a great way, you know, there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I can't get steady here. I need to get in a better position. And so, because SC, I mean, you guys would rather that happen too, where it's a good shot.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we'll always get you on another good opportunity, so there's no need to rush it. Just try not to take the whole day. Get the job done. But if you can, if the opportunity is not right for you, like it is for me, just tell me and we'll make a different plan.
Right. And Plains game is where most of us start out. And, man, again, too many animals to even mention, but just a lot of great Plains Games animals over there. And again, I assure you, Bushman's Quiver will do everything they can to make sure you come back, and when you get your trophies back, that you have got an excellent representation of that species. But talk about buffalo hunting and your dangerous game a little bit. I mean, buffalo hunting is whole different deal, and I mean very cool.
That's the most exciting thing you can do while you're on this earth. It's just fantastic stalking them, tracking them, looking for the signs and getting up close to them, and a lot of time they're in some thick bush trying to figure out where you're going to place the shot. And then of course after the shot, then you know that's when the real fun starts. So pretty exciting, and that's something that we wish that everybody will have the opportunity to do.
Right. What's the closest, like, whether it be after an initial shot or one that surprised you coming out of the bush, what's the closest a Cape buffalo been out to you?
Man, that's not always a good question. Because if you're honest about it, maybe some people will be put off by the, by the danger. No, we've had some pretty safe but pretty close encounters. We don't want to be cowboys and try to risk anybody's lives. There's lots of old professional hunters and there's lots of bold ones, but there's not lots of old bold ones. We try to err on the side of safety just for the, I mean, you can enjoy it as much as you want to, but it's no good if you end up in a wheelchair.
Right. Yeah. And that's one thing, Red, I think, you feel safe.
Oh, yeah.
1,000% of the time you're in the field.
Well, I never got out of the truck. So.
Yeah.
You did for breakfast.
Yeah, for breakfast, lunch. Yeah, Red, we'll get out for that. But that is one thing great. You do feel safe. I mean, they're carrying guns, too. And so, I mean, if, you know, there's no, situation we've ever been in where we felt, any danger whatsoever.
And FC, what is the smallest caliber you can use if you're going for dangerous game?
By law, it's a 375. So we try to stick to that. We don't want to break the law in any of that. And if you shoot a nice big rifle, you get good penetration, then you'll end up safe.
Right. And a lot of times there's so much advertising over here. I remember this last trip I brought some Hornady rounds, and y'all looked at the box and went, oh man, why did you bring those? Because it's got dangerous game and it's got this on there. But talk about really some of the rounds that you like best.
We normally make a joke and say there's only three good bullets. It's Barnes X, Barnes X, and Barnes X. But that's not really the truth. There's also a Swift A-frame, which is really, really good. So if you're shooting thick-skinned, dangerous animals, between those two, pick the one that's performing the best in your rifle, that groups the best, and the one that you have available.
One thing you brought up in the open houses, I think, is a good thing to bring out, too, for people that are maybe thinking about going over, and that is the scope, because again, we look at all the different things here, and you get guys, they can see, something out to the moon, but when something walks out 20 yards and your scope's dialed up too much, or it won't go down to that low, and I had that happen on an elk hunt a few years ago. Elk came out 20 yards, and the lowest it went down to, I think, was 6.5, and man, I couldn't even see. I had to look over the scope to make a shot.
Now, with all these new telescopes, there's lots of the brands now that you can get as low as 2.5, I think, and up to 9 or something like that. So that gives you great versatility. You need something that can come down low. If you're going to do some really long distance shooting, you can have something that starts at 6, but then you must know the close shots, you're going to be in the dark.
That's right.
Right.
And that happened to me on my kudu. I actually was the first one to spot this kudu, and it was down in a creek bed. And we were able to get up really close to it. In fact, right on top of it. It couldn't have been but 25 feet at the most. And my scope goes down to 4.5. But I still, if I couldn't know that I was pointing at his shoulder, and then look through my scope and see the outline of his shoulder, I couldn't have told where exactly on the animal I was shooting.
Right.
And it does get to be a problem, which is one that I didn't really consider much when I went over.
Right. And a lot of times people think, I think, going over there that, hey, it's just a guy thing. You know, women don't really go over there. You can't bring the kids and all that. So, FC, talk a little bit about the Bushman's Quiver. And, again, family-owned and operated. One of their taglines they use is, you come as a client, leave as a friend. And I'm telling you, we want to change that. Come as a client, leave as family. Because we met these folks, again, back in 2013. And really, truly have built a great, great friendship. And just great, great people. But talk a little bit about the aspect of bringing a wife or a couple of women coming by themselves or bringing the kids.
No, we've always been a family orientated company. We like it. The guys never get to spend a bunch of time with their wives outside because you get to sleep in a tent and hunt in the snow and stuff like that. So South Africa's got great, great climate, great weather, and nice accommodations, good food, all kinds of luxury. Doing your washing for you and doing everything gets ironed. People make a joke and say they've never seen anybody iron socks. So all kinds of treatment like that you can expect in South Africa, and especially with Bushman's Quiver. So we like it. If you bring your better half of your children, or bring all of them along, it's nice, it's safe. We've got beautiful areas, and it just adds a lot to the whole experience if you can share it with somebody.
And, you know, Scott, of course, first year that I went in 2013, my wife went with me. And I'm telling you, she wants to go back so bad now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to cost me an extra flight. So
get it now, man, $1,300.
Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it? And but she had a fantastic time. She did not shoot any animals except with a camera. But my wife took about 2,000 pictures, and we've got photo albums, you know, and these little digital photo things, I don't know what they call them, and just had a fantastic time. She went everywhere with me. She rode in the back of the truck with us. She never felt out of place or uncomfortable. She always had good food to eat. We had a great little chalet to stay in, and great showers and bathrooms, everything, you know, to make not only the hunter but his wife feel mm-hmm. comfortable. And my wife could have, if she had wanted to, there was thousands of animals that she could have shot.
Right.
And so I highly encourage everyone to take their wife and their kids, and our kids are out of the house now, so it's just my wife and I. But now my daughter has said we cannot go back unless we take her. So it looks like maybe she'll be going next time.
Wow. Check out the website, bushmansquiver.com. Even better than that, come see us today. We will be at No Limits Archery from about 3 to 6. And again, Phil Mendoza, Willie Schmidt will be there from Pure Hunting. And chance to meet you, answer your questions, talk a little bit about South Africa. A couple other quick notes. Spring turkey limited licenses are available now, and that application deadline is February the 9th. Be sure and get your tickets for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Banquet in Denver. That's the Denver Mile High Chapter. It's the 20th annual Big Game Banquet. You can go to rmefdenver.org to get your tickets there. And again, that's rmefdenver.org. FC, thank you, bud. And we look forward to getting back over there and hunting with you.
Oh, thanks for having us.
All right. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with our last segment here for today on Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekday afternoons at 3 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sports from Colorado. Again, thank you so much for joining us. We want to thank all of our guests so far today. F.C. Prinslow from Bushman's Quiver, Quality African Safaris, and we are looking forward to once again to this open house a little bit later today at 3050 East 78th Avenue. It's an open house for Bushman's Quiver, Quality African Safari at No Limits Archery today. Of course, Phil Mendoza, the owner of No Limits, will be there. Willie Schmidt from Pure Hunting, Willie's going to be there and talk about his experience last year of hunting over with Bushman's Quiver. And, of course, I'll be there, and we're going to answer all the questions and actually give away a seven-day safari over there at the end of our open house today. So I hope you can make that. And, again, that address is 3050 East 78th Avenue. Well, let's go to the fishing side of things with our good friend Austin Parr from Discount Fishing. Austin, how are you, sir?
Doing excellent, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Well, good. I tell you, man, the ISE show, reflecting back here just last week, was, man, jam-packed and really good. And I know you got to do a seminar there. And talk about your experience there with ISE a little bit.
You know, it was excellent. You know, we had the had Discount down there. Had a big 20 by 20 booth, and actually had the official St. Croix booth down there, actually in our same booth, so we did great with that. You know, totally great crowds down there, and I felt like it was definitely a success for us.
Now, the seminar that you did, what was that mainly about?
So we were focusing on snap jigging in the seminar. So in regards to jigging wraps and blade baits primarily, kind of talking about some cold water tactics a little bit, but additionally some of those blade baits are a technique that I really utilize a lot out guiding on the water this year, and a lot of times was actually replacing bait in many occasions for us. So we went through some different tips and techniques with that, including some different rods that I like to wind up using and actually where and when to wind up using some of these techniques.
Right. Austin Parr is our guest. Again, Austin works over at Discount Fishing. Also, does a little guiding and does quite a bit of guiding. I shouldn't say a little, does a lot of guiding for walleye trips and private water bass fishing. If you're interested in that, you can call him at 303-514-5546, 303-514-5546. Let's start out a little bit on the ice thing. I know I called you a few weeks ago. I had a couple of buddies of mine. I walked in a place of business, and they were loading up and getting ready to go. And I said, have you guys checked with any authorities really on the ice? And they're like, no. So I called you, and you're like, whoa, tell them not to go there. And so
yeah.
What's happening of what reports that you're receiving on ice fishing right now?
Well, I'll tell you what, although we're going to be experiencing a little bit of polar weather, it looks like coming up this next week, I would definitely recommend using extreme caution if anyone's thinking about doing anything on the metro ice. I mean, I've been around checking with some spud bars, also visually checking some of this ice, and Chatfield and Cherry Creek both have pretty significant amounts of open water on them. And although some of the ice might be a safe 4 inches, what people really need to wind up considering and looking into is the fact that that ice is not a good, solid, clear ice out there. So making sure that you have good, clear ice and not white, milky, honeycomb kind of ice is imperative. So, I mean, if people are really looking to ice fish, I would definitely recommend getting up into the hills a little bit. For instance, Terryall Reservoir has been having phenomenal success up there. Guys have been really producing a lot of fish on some small rat finkies, particularly in some brighter colors, pinks and oranges. And then also the lake trout bite has been pretty phenomenal, actually. Williams Fork has been great. Granby and Green Mountain, although they're experiencing a little bit of slush up there, guys have been having really good success on some basic general tube jig type presentations, but additionally more of a reaction bite has been effective. you know, using jigging wraps or spoons or anything like that in conjunction with a rod, like a tube jig sitting on a dead stick. Guys have been having great success, you know, positioning themselves along some drop-offs for some lake trout.
Well, that's great. Now, Discount Fishing, you can go over there and meet Austin, see him. They're at 2645 South Santa Fe Drive in Denver. Their number there at the store is 303-698-2550, 303-698-2550. And I think you guys are open until 7 o'clock tonight, is that correct?
Absolutely, yep. I'll be here up until 7, hopefully selling a lot of ice fishing stuff.
All right, and then Sunday is 8 to 5. Now, are you guys still doing some regular seminars on Saturdays?
Oh, we are, yeah. You know, the Sportsman's Expo here kind of, interrupted some of those just for a little bit, but starting off next weekend, after we get everything back put away from the Sportsman's Expo, we're going to be doing our regular ice fishing classes once again at 4 o'clock down here, talking about some of the basics of safety, equipment options, and jig selection. It takes about an hour down here. And then starting in April, we will be resuming our fly fishing classes again. So every Saturday, once again at 4 o'clock, we go over all kinds of great stuff on fly fishing, ranging from casting instruction to equipment options, fly selection, all kinds of good stuff.
Right. What did you experience just when you were in the booth there working from the crowds that stopped by your booth there for Discount Fishing? Did you find most people were, you know, you're really avid fishermen and kind of whether in their own mind they were experts or whatever? Or did you find a lot of beginners, too, that were coming there asking some very beginner-type questions?
Well, it was a big mixture. I mean, I had some folks coming down there that were definitely very knowledgeable and were looking for a deal on some particular item. But additionally, I had a lot of guys, you know, we really focused on ice fishing down there in particular. A lot of guys have not, a lot of booths have not done that in the past. We had good success with that, but going off of that, we had a lot of folks come in and ask us, you know, general questions about what's working, you know, set me up with a combo. You know, I want to get out and have some success. So it was definitely a big wide range of different folks, and I think that's what the Sportsman's Expo does so well, is that you can go there and listen to all kinds of experts on both hunting and fishing, get some great new tactics on casting or a specific jigging technique or hunting for that matter. And then also go and talk to the different experts at the booths, get some great advice on equipment options or where to go or what to use. And I think that is, you know, one of the things that the Sportsman's Expo does so well.
Great. Again, Austin Parr is our guest. Austin can help you out. If you want to get out and catch some walleye, you want to do some private water bass fishing, all you have to do is call him at 303-514-5546, 303-514-5546. Again, he works over at Discount Fishing Tackle there at 2645 South Santa Fe Drive. They are open till 7 tonight, Sundays 8 to 5. And then through the week, I believe you're open 8 to 7, correct? Is that correct?
8 until 7, absolutely.
Okay, great. And again, catch these seminars. Again, they're kind of getting reorganized there after the ISC show and all, but just call over there and verify their schedule. But most time on Saturdays around 4 p.m., they'll be doing some different seminars on different things there. Now, as far as the temperatures kind of, man, being crazy, snowing and then warm, how's that been affecting? I know you've been busy kind of on the business side of things now, but just from reports, what's it going to be looking like next week or two out there on the water?
Well, I mean, like I mentioned, you know, I think that some of this cold weather could potentially offer a false sense of security for some extra ice, although it might lock some stuff back down. Guys really need to be careful out there. I mean, it is there's certain bodies of water that are a little bit more solid than others. You know, Bear Creek and Barber Ponds up north have slightly better ice, but I mean, there's a lot of open water out there, and although some stuff might get resolidified, it's certainly something to wind up paying attention to. But going off of that, with the warm temperatures that we're having and some of this open water we're having on some of our walleye lakes, I think we're going to be potentially seeing an early spring, I'm hoping at least, for some of the walleyes. So definitely be keeping that into consideration, be paying attention on some stuff that's opening. And although a lake might have, you know, a little bit of an ice cap, a little bit of open water fishing right now, you know, you might get a little bit of a pre-spawn bite just a little bit for some of your walleyes.
What are some of the tips? You know, I've seen a few stories here, and a couple of minutes left here, but I've seen a few stories where people got their dogs out on the boat in different waters, and they get them on the ice and been some dangerous situations. And I know you're a big dog lover, too. And what's some tips? I mean, again, I hate to say, you know, educate people on, because it would seem like there's some common sense that gets in, but all of us want our dogs to run, have fun, chase the geese, all the different things, but I'm telling you what, you better be careful with your pets out there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, your pets and yourself, I mean, both. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, I waterfowl hunt a lot as well, and actually just yesterday we were out and had some generally icy conditions and definitely tried to keep her off of that. But I think the safest thing is just, you know, if you don't know fully, just stay off of the ice. And, I mean, in a situation like what we're dealing with right now with a lot of warm days and some warm Chinook winds, I would recommend instead of going down here and trying to brave your conditions and save a little bit of time driving, I would go ahead and just step up into the hills a little bit and go get on 2 feet of ice right now. You know, your pets can run around up there and a lot of locations, have your dogs right on the ice with you. And, you know, not to mention the fishing has been spectacular up in the mountains. I mean, the lake trout bite has just been phenomenal lately. One thing to take into consideration, though, is that some of the lakes like Granby are experiencing a little bit higher than average levels of slush on the ice. So make sure you've got a good pair of winter boots that are good and waterproof if you're going to be heading into any of the big water locations. But even your smaller lakes like Red Feathers or Sylvan Lake, or even if you wind up going all the way down to Terryall or 11 Mile, both of those locations have been producing really well. And, I mean, your ice conditions are much safer, and you can have a good time out there and still be safe.
Great. Waterfowl, real quick. You've been having some good luck out. We went out about 3 weeks ago, and we were up north near Fort Collins area, and, man, we got into a bunch of geese in a hurry. So what are you hearing out there on the waterfowl end?
Kind of been an interesting season a little bit this year. You know, we had that warm spring, or that early fall, and it kept a lot of waterfowl up north. It got really cold and froze a lot of stuff as the birds were moving. So this year, as far as ducks are concerned, we haven't seen the great number of ducks. And, you know, even yesterday we did a trip down southeast just as a recreational trip and did not hardly see any ducks down there, at least. But as far as geese are concerned, those guys, you know, there hasn't been a ton of snowpack on the Front Range here, and with a little bit warmer temperatures now, a lot of those guys have stuck around, and they're being able to find good roosting areas as well as fields that are generally open for feeding. So I think we're going to, as long as we don't get any kind of big, huge snowfall, we're going to have a great tail end of goose season, both light and dark. Down there by Rocky Ford yesterday, there was several fields that had thousands upon thousands of snow geese, and, you know, obviously up north, like you mentioned, Fort Collins and Greeley and Windsor are holding massive numbers of Canadas right now.
Great. Well, Austin, hey, man, I know you're busy. Give me a call when you get ready to go out there and do some waterfowl. I'm ready for that, man. Hey, we appreciate it. And, again, great job at the ISC. I heard nothing but great, great reports about your seminar. So, man, I'm glad that happened for you. And give Austin a call. You're interested in getting out and catch some walleye. He can help you, 303-514-5546. So thanks so much, Austin.
Thank you, Scott. I really appreciate it.
All right. And thank you for joining us today on Sportsman of Colorado. Again, come out and see us. We will be at No Limits Archery from about 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock today for an open house for Bushman's Quiver Quality African Safaris. A couple other sponsors we mentioned specials earlier on in the show, Lone Star Hunts for Hog Hunters. Give them a call. Actually, I tell you what, go to their website. I failed to write their number down here where it's handy for me, but LoneStarHunts.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado. You'll get a fifth hog added to your package for free. And Yes Bay Lodge in Ketchikan, Alaska. Again, their show special was a great deal, but they made us even a better one for Sportsman Colorado listeners at $27.95, 4 day, 3 night in Ketchikan, Alaska. Check out their website at YesBay.com. Everyone have a great, safe weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Thanks for joining us.
Expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.